We're learning Mesechtas Pesachim Daf Gimel Beis, and we're starting the seventh line from the top of Gimel Beis, beginning of the line. The Gemara asks, with the Raisa Mila Ksiv Tomei, doesn't it say Tomei in the Torah? If you find in the Torah, you can find probably, you know, tens of times the Lashon Tomei in the Torah. So it doesn't say Lashon Tomei in the Torah. We're saying we only say Lashon Ma'aliyah, we say Enenu Tahar, Torah. And Raisa, a lot of times we say Tomei, what's the Pshat? So Gemara answers, El Kol Hecha Dechi Adadin Enu, if they're equal, Mishtoye v'loshen akia. If the two amount of letters are equal, then you do loshen akia. But kol hechad nefisha mili mishtoye v'loshen ksara. But when to say the loshen of aliyah takes more words, more letters, then you need to go v'loshen ksara. Why? Because amar avhu na marav, amri lo amar avhu na marav, shum rameya lo oyla mishan odom tamida derach ksara. You should always say over the learning in a derach ksara. It's easy for them to learn it. Now, the Rashi speaks out. So we have before a bunch of examples where the Torah was Meirich in the Lashon Lord of Sem Lishna Ma'aliyah. So Rashi answers, that always teaches this lesson that it's important to use Lishna Ma'aliyah. But every other time, we go back to the rule that Alaylam Lishana Adam Tamuda Lashon Ktsara. And that just teaches us that lesson. Now, what's this Pshat's idea? So Pasha Pshat in Derek Ktsara is because it's easy to remember if it's shorter. But I heard a different pshat, an interesting pshat. It says that if someone could say it over something concisely, that means he understands it better. And a Rebbe to teach a Talmud has to understand it well in order to teach it. So that's the raya. That's the raya that he knows it well if he could say it concisely. If he just rattles on, it means he doesn't know it himself. And therefore, the Talmud will have a hard time learning that limud if it's not derech ksara. Is that true? Anytime it's the same amount of words, it says Lashon Kavod. So now the Gemara is going to ask that we just had before by Abigail and all the stories, it said Recheves Kuz Orchil. Maisa, why didn't it say Lashon Kavod if it's the same amount of letters? But Recheves v'Yesheves, Lichi Adolininu, v'Kamar Recheves. Yesheves and Recheves are the same amount of letters. Why did it say Recheves? The Gemara answered Recheves Ksiv without a Vav. I, Frek Rashi, say Yesheves without a Vav. So it says, so Rashi says, no, you always have to darshan something from the chesaron. So here, from the Recheves, what the chesaron teaches us that if something is shorter and all the things are meguna, it's better to, even though it's meguna, if it's shorter, you can still use those languages. Now, this Gemara is a little shver, the whole Gemara is kasha. Gemara's kasha right now is that because it's shorter, because it's the same, you should have used the nicer lashon. That was Mara's question. We just answered before that since it's Orche and it's not accurate, you don't say that. So what's Mara's kasha? So Maisa, I found only the Tzlach has his kasha. And he has some kind of teretz. The teretz basically is that now the Gemara really changed. Gemara now changed that even if it doesn't, you always should just do the nice lashon, even changes it, you have to look up the Tzlach. It's a good question. But Kaponim, the Gemara is coming out, Kaponim is like this. That the only time the Torah says Lishna Ma'aliyah, it's only if it's the same or it's only if it's the same. But if it's going to take longer, then he does not say the Lishna Ma'aliyah. That's the Gemara's coming out. And if it's shorter to say the not nice Lashon, we'll say a not nice Lashon, for example, by Recheves. That's what comes out in this Gemara. So the Gemara is going to say a few stories now of people, of Talmid Chacham, who they're not talking the right way, and things did not turn out so nicely with them. Hani Trei Talmidi, Davi Yasi Kami De Rav. There were two Talmidim sitting in front of Rav. And after a hard sugya, Chad Omar Shavisun Haishmaitza, this sugya turned us into a Kedava Acham Misankon, like a tired chazir, a tired pig. That's what they said. But Chad Omar, the other one said, Shavisun Haishmaitza Kedim Misankon, after the sugya, I feel like a tired goat. Rav did not want to talk anymore to the first Talmud. If you're going to say something, you're tired something, don't say a Dava Acha. You say, you should watch the way you talk. Another ma'isa. I entreated the midah to have a yashvi kamei the hillel. The chad b'naya, one of these tamidim was Rabbi Yechon ben Zakeh. The amrilo, some say, kamei the Rebbe. It was from a Rebbe. And the chad b'naya, Rabbi Yechon. We know Rabbi Yechon was a Talmud of Rebbe. So chad omar, one was saying over the halacha, we had this halacha in Masechta Shabbos, that when you harvest shemen, when you harvest olives to turn into oil, you don't have to use dafka, a taradika keli. But when you harvest grapes for wine, you have to use a tarakeli. Why? Because buy wine, the liquid will make the grapes into huchshel atumah, because I like that, those liquid is, I want the liquid, but I want. The liquid that comes out of the olives when I put it into a basket is not good, and that I don't care about, so it does not, doesn't make the olives huchshel atumah. Therefore, when you're harvesting grapes, you have to use a tar digger keli, because it's called huchshel atumah. If the keli was tummy, it'll make the fruit, it'll make the grapes tummy. Mashenkin, by olives, you could use a tummy digger keli. Why? Because by olives, the juice is ahilikli ibud, it's going to the garbage, and therefore it's not called huchshel atumah from that liquid. So they were saying on this halacha, prima baitshim v'taira, why do we harvest grapes with a tar digger keli? Ve'im maiskim v'taira, when it comes to olives, we don't use a tar digger keli. That's how he said it over. Why do we harvest grapes with Tyra and we harvest olives with Tumah? We use Loshon Tumah. Amar, Muftach Ani Bezeh, the one who said Tumah, the one who said Tyra, to say Loshon Einenu Tyra, the Ein Moiskim with Tyra, that Loshon, he didn't use Loshon Tumah, he says, Muftach Ani Bezeh, Shemayra HaRabi Yisrael, he'll be a Mayra HaRabi Yisrael, Lo Yomo, Utum Acha, Hayra HaRabi Yisrael. It was either Rechim Mezak or Rabbi Yechanan, that he was Muftach, the one who said, the lashon of Ein Moiskim V'Tayra, used a nice lashon, Lushtvalya, that he was going to be a Moira Ra B'Yisrael. You see, that has something to do with Moira Ra, talking in a nice language. You have to know what the Hashaychus is. The Nana Maisa, Hain was talking about how you use your lashon. Hain plus the Kahana, three Kahana were talking to each other about Lechem upon him. They just split up Lechem upon him for a lot of Kahana, and everyone got a very little amount. So one said, I got like a small bean. V'chad Omar, Hagianik is eyes, I got like a small olive. Like an olive. Chad Omar, Hagianik is zonav alato. I got like a lizard's tail. That's how big my lechem panim was. So that kohen, obviously, is something wrong over there. Botko achrov, most of Hashem is a psul. Itaka checked him out, and they found something possible. Rashi says they found he was a chol. Pray to Gemara, what are we doing checking a kohen after he's ready working in Beis Mikdash? Vatai, you went to the Braisa. You don't check someone who works in the Beis HaMikdash, you don't have to check his yichus. Because before anyone came to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishnah in Maseches Midah says there was a special Lishka, Lishka's Agazus was there, and the Bezdin sat there and was Yachas Kuna Leviyah. If someone's working in the Beis HaMikdash, obviously he has good yichus. Why are we checking him out? So tomorrow, let him Hashem it's psul, elayim Hashachat's psul. We didn't find that Hashem is psul in his yichus, because obviously he did avayda. What it means is, they found that he himself was not a balmidus, and he was a gas ruach, and he used to be mevaza kachim. And the halacha is that anyone who's mevaza any avayda and says, this is nishkin avayda, he's ein lechelik v'kuna. So Yitaka checked him out, so he himself was not royu to be a kohen. That's one teretz. V'bayisei meshani hasam di'iu dara nafshei. You're right, every kohen is checked before. But here, since he's talking like that, we saw he had a raise, so we rechecked him, and we saw the first check wasn't a good, you know, he got by. Some people fall through the cracks, and the Taka found that he wasn't a good kohen. Once we mention a story like that, we're going to mention another story that has a shaykhes to this. Ahura Amar, because this next story has to do with bedika, that we check someone out, even though there's no shaykhes to l'shaynis anymore, but since we brought down the case of kohen that had to do with the way you talk, so now the Hemshech is the next story. This is Rashi speaks out later on. This is the Hemshech. Who are Amar? There was a certain Armenian, a goy. He may believe he's a Yid, and every year he went up, and he had to come Pesach together with Gans Klai Yisrael. Omar, so he went over, he lived in a Tzivim, that was out of Yerushalayim for sure, might have been Eretz Shaul, we'll speak about that soon. Omar, he told Rabbi Meseiro, he says, "Ksiv kol benecha lo yechabai." Any guy is not allowed to eat the kachim, not allowed to eat the Karan Pesach. Kol ar lo yechabai. Anyone doesn't have a mila is not allowed to eat the Karan Pesach. V'ano kachil l'mashufri l'shufri. And look at me, I know how to do it. I ate the best of the Karan Pesach. Every year I have a chabura I go to, and I eat the Karan Pesach. Look, I beat the system. So, Amalei Rudi Ben Meseira, Mika Sofu Loch Ma'aya. Yo, you saying you got the best? Did you ever get the tail? That's the fattiest part. You never got the tail from the Karan Pesach. Amalei, Loi, no, I never got the tail. So, Kisilak the Lahasam. So, Rudi Ben Meseira told this guy, he said, when you get there next year for Pesach, Amalehu Sofu Ma'aya, say, I want the Aya. Like Rashi speaks out, you know, Hikataina, every year is part of his Chaburi, pays the same amount as everyone. This year, my turn, I want to get from the tail this year. So Kisalak, but it went up that year. Amalahu, he told the Bnei Chaburah, this year it's my turn. I get the Aliyah. My Aliyah Safali. Amrule, what are you talking about? Al Yalagvoya Zalka. We know by a keves, when it's brought for Karim Pesach, and Tosh speaks out that most of the time it was a keves, not a gedi, not a goat, because by a goat, the aliyah is not a karav, but by a keves, most of the time that's they used for Karim Pesach. So he said, well, he goes to the Gavaya, it goes one of the murim, they burn them as bayach. Omrulei, so they asked him, man omalachachi, who told you to ask for the tail? Like why are you saying the tail? Omrulei, we must say omru. The God of Adar from the Tzivim, he told me to ask for this. Omru, he said to himself, my hide the come on. If Rabbi Maseri is saying this, there's something here, he doesn't make mistakes. So both Kubasrei, they checked after this guy, and they saw he was a guy, Bashud Aramahu, Bekatu, and they killed him. And like Rashi speaks out, Rabbi Maseri didn't have the power to kill him, so that's why he had to set him up like this way. Shalom Lech Rabbi Maseri, Shalom Lech Rabbi Maseri, Shalom Lech Rabbi Maseri, the At Benetzivim, your Netzivim, which is and your net is Prusa Bishlaim, is spread on Shlaim, you even could, you know, get people over there. So we have to speak out a very important Taisvis. The Taisvis asks, why was Yehudim B'Seira in Netzivim? What, he wasn't oil regular, he didn't go bring Karim Pesach? Karim Pesach is mitzvah every single Yid. Where was he? So Taisvis says a few different Terutzim. Each one is very shver, it's a whole sugya from the Atzmai. One of Taisvis' Terutzim are that he was a Zaken, so therefore he couldn't go up. Baraglov, I said he could have took a carriage, but he says it's Potter, just like he's Potter from Ria. He said also maybe he didn't have Karka. All these svaras are really in oil regal, that's why it's shver. Tais the Ramaskum Ali I'm reading from. And the third teretz, he says, is Netzivim was chutzlaretz, you have a chuyev to be oil regal from chutzlaretz. So all these three teretz are really in oil regal. But what happened to Karim Pesach? So it's a big sugya in the Mechaz Chinuch, it's a whole shayla, but like upon him, for some reason, we would say he wasn't going to be doing Karim Pesach. And Tais saying three teretz, either because he didn't have Karka, or he's a Zakin, or because he lived in Netzivim. So look at more about it. Rav Kahana, not a ma'aser. Rav Kahana cholash. Rav Kahana got sick. Shadu Rabban Rav Shua Bered Rav Idi. They sent Rav Shua Bered Rav Idi to check up on him, see how he's doing. Omrulei zil b'doik my dina. See, what's his matziv? Is he alive? How's he doing? Also, he came. Ashkei denok nafshei. He found that he was nifter. Kari l'levushei. He raised kriya. But v'hadu l'kari l'chari. He turned around the shirts. He shouldn't be able to see it. Umbachi Vasi, and he came home crying. Omrulei Nach Nafshe, did he die? Omrulei, I know like Kamina, I didn't say anything. Umoitze Divu Iksil, someone who says bad news is a fool. But like upon him, they chapped from his body language, that's what happened, but you see, you shouldn't speak it out. You should not speak it out, and that's why he didn't say anything. Yoichanan Chakuka, another maestro how you shouldn't say bad news. Yoichanan Chakuka, his name was Yoichanan Chakuka. Tais speaks out, either he was a cipher, Lashon Chakika is a cipher, scratching out, or he was from the era called Chakuka, you see in Sefer Yeshua. So Nafak Lekaryasa, he went out to the fields to check up the fields. This is for the whole, you know, the whole city, they lived in the city, and they had Tvua, they had business outside the city, that Tvua, Chitim and Sarim, they each had their own patch of field, and he went to check it out. He also, when he came back, Omrulei, They asked him, Chitim Nasu Yafis, is the wheat growing well? Omulahem, Sa'irim Nasu Yafis, the barley is growing well. Which means that the Chitim is not growing well, but the Sa'irim is. Omulay, Seyu Basil Susum Chavarim, you tell me the Sa'irim are growing well? Tell that to the horses and the donkeys. That the barley and the straw, that's food for the horses. Sounds like he shouldn't have answered like that. He shouldn't have answered about animal food. Versus Mayav Lemay, what should he have said? He should have said like this. He wanted to say B'Darek Remez. If he wanted a hint that it wasn't a good year, he should have said like this. Ishtaka Nasu Chitim Yafis. Last year was a good year for the wheat. Or he should have said Nami Yadoshim Nasu Yafis. Or he could have said that the lentils did well. That's a Michael Adam, my grass speaks out. But Sa'ir, he shouldn't have said it that way. He took it Michael Behema. But Kapon, we see from here that you should not be a harbinger of bad news.